hit their guy. So it came to me, and I just saw a lane, and I took the shot. Luckily, there was screens by our players and their players.
We talked about it all game, about how you guys as defensemen were getting pucks through and not forcing yourself to take that big slap shot, and finding just a way to get a wrist shot through into a good spot with guys around the net. You got a goal from that. Lajoie had two, only one of them counted. But is that a key for what you guys are able to contribute on the back end, is knowing when to take the right kind of shot?
Yeah, for sure. I know growing up, almost every single one of my coaches said that even just a soft wrister from the point is a lot more effective than a slap shot that gets blocked.
You guys faced a team today that has offense all throughout their lineup. You know, they've got 72 goals on their top line. I guess now 75. But they're known for their depth. Their third line can score. Their fourth line can put pressure on. Their second line can really score. And so as a defensive group, when all you are getting up for regular shifts, you know there's not going to be a shift where you're against a line that doesn't score. How tough were they to defend today, and why do you think you guys had the success you did in limiting their chances? And really, you know, two of the goals come off kind of deflections, weird deflections, so they didn't get a ton of really high-quality scoring chances at your net.
Yeah, I think just as D partner, just communication and just trying to keep it simple and just doing what the coach is asking, it really helps.
How has it been for you here in Swift Current so far? It's been a few weeks since the deal from Seattle. What's the adjustment been like? Different city, different conference, different systems, and how do you feel like it's going for you?
I think it's going pretty well. I like it here. It wasn't too bad of an adjustment, but there always is a little bit of an adjustment. It's just getting used to all the new faces and just new teammates for sure, and just mostly nicknames, to be honest.
As a guy who's newer to this organization, you guys have won 4 out of 5 games here, all against good teams. What's the feeling in the dressing room right now? Has the confidence really shifted now that you're proving you can beat these kinds of teams?
Yeah, for sure. It's a little lighter. It's a little more positive, for sure. Once we do it, we know we can do it, so there's nothing really stopping us.
What's been the difference in your mind?
I think it's more of a team game now. We're working as a team, and we're keeping it simple. Just shooting pucks, getting pucks to the net.
You got more depth throughout your lineup, so it doesn't feel like you're leaning on one or two guys as much, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
You got Prince Albert coming up on Sunday, another tough team. What are the keys in your mind just to keep this rolling? Because, you can't rest on your laurels right now. You're still far enough back. You got to keep winning games.
Yeah, I think we just need to keep playing some good Broncos hockey, keeping it simple, just playing physical, getting pucks through, just keeping it simple, to be honest.
It's perfect. Thank you very much,
yes,
and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Sauvin Kara, who had his first goal as a Bronco here tonight on a point shot that tied the game in the first period. Broncos pull off.